Geico player of the game, Mackenzie Adams, sophomore quarterback out of Tulsa, led the Commodores on their only scoring drive of the day in the second half. And I guess it was a tough day all the way around, but you guys kept playing, didn't you?
Yeah, we had to have a little gut check at halftime and come back out and just try to get some things done, try to be productive and get better for, you know, we got a long season ahead of us, a lot of ball, so we got to get ready for that.
What did you feel like job one was for you when you went in the game?
Just to kind of, you know, be calm and just kind of control the offense and just drive down the field and just, you know, produce and just get some scores, not necessarily try to go out there and just make a ton of plays, but just kind of, you know, drive down the field and get a couple scores. So
I feel like things went a little bit better in the running game as you went along in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did pretty good in the entire game. You know, we had a couple tough breaks in the first half, but the O-line and running backs moved the ball really well in the second half especially. And, you know, as you see, we drove down the field quite a few times and had some big gains, so I think they did a great job.
Kaysen and Jared do a great job, but it's nice having Jeff Jennings back in there, that power runner, isn't it?
All three of them, man. They do a great job, all work hard, and it's great to be able to, you know, sub all three, you know, three great backs in there, so it's a good thing for us.
Earl Bennett became Vanderbilt's all-time leading receiver in this game with his 200 first catch in the third quarter. I know you see him every day in practice and see him in all these games. He's really something to watch, isn't he?
He is. It's just a credit to his work ethic. You know, a lot of people just see him playing the games, but people don't really see a lot of stuff behind the scenes. You know, him at practice and staying after practice and in the weight room. It's a credit to him. He's just a great player, a great person, and works his butt off, so he deserves it.
For you, being the number two quarterback, you have to be ready all the time, don't you? Because you never know what's going to happen in one of these games and when you're going to be, you know, off the sideline and into the game.
Yeah, that's my job, just to prepare and just know the game plan and be ready to step in when I need to and you know, just you know, be ready all the time pretty much. So, yeah.
Rough day today, but now you got to just turn things around and get ready for Georgia, don't you?
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll brush it off. We're going to have a good week of practice, and we'll be ready to play Georgia next week.
Hey, Mackenzie, thanks a lot.
Thanks.